Bird brain! Bird brain!
Missy Snodgrass's parrot was still squawking. It never stopped.
Wait a minute! Wait a minute!
Nipper had been awake the entire night. Every time he closed his eyes, the horrible bird started talking or squawking or shrieking again.
Let's roll! Let's roll!
And, of course, it's hard to fall asleep inside a big ball of yarn. Everything had happened so fast. One moment, he was standing in his living room, talking to Missy. The next moment, she was rolling him head over heels up the Snodgrass driveway in a massive yarn ball.
Pajama Paul! Pajama Paul!
After finally finding Uncle Paul with his sister Samantha, Nipper had had to rush home from New York. His dad had signed him up for calculus camp, Camp Pythagoras. It was an unbreakable contract, and if he didn't show up on time, there would be trouble. Nipper wasn't looking forward to 5 weeks of calculator karaoke, algebra art projects, and long division dancing. The trigonometry time trials sounded just awful. But getting trapped in a ball of yarn where you couldn't move your arms or legs was even worse. He couldn't see anything but yellow wool, and it was really itchy.
Yankees lose! Yankees lose!
Nipper was tired, sore, and hungry. And worst of all, his Yankees really needed him. While she wrapped him up in yarn, Missy had swiped all the New York Yankees player contracts again. She had snatched the deed to Yankee Stadium again. Somewhere out there, beyond the yarn, his Yankees were on a 100-game losing streak, and he was too tied up to do anything to save them.
Watch out for the! Watch out for the! Watch out for the!
Jeremy Bernard Spinner, called a voice. Stop bothering my bird. You're going to wear her out.
Through a gap in the yarn, Nipper could see the yellow polka dot blouse Missy Snodgrass always wore.
Come on, Missy, he pleaded. I've been stuck in here all night. I feel like my head's about to explode.
Thanks for your words of encouragement, she replied. I'm trying to set the record for the world's biggest ball of yarn, or string, or twine.
Those are three different records, said Nipper.
Through a gap, he saw her shadow circling. He figured she was still adding to the ball.
And you're not even close, he told her. All three records are more than 10 feet in diameter.
I know, said Missy. And I'd probably get disqualified anyway, because there would be a dead boy inside.
Nipper gulped. He didn't want to find out if Missy was joking, or if she really meant it about the dead boy. There had to be a way to escape. He shifted his weight and rocked the ball back and forth a little.
Stop that, said Missy.
Nipper felt her grab the ball to hold it still. He spotted some fingers through the yarn. On one of them, she wore the emerald scorpion ring he had given her months ago. The green gem flashed.
Tell you what, she said. I'll let you go if you give me something I want.
You already have my baseball team, said Nipper. Nothing's more precious than that.
Well, your uncle is always giving away interesting presents to you and your sisters, she said.
I've got 2 toy cars and some stickers, Nipper replied, eager to make a deal. I also have a weird spoon, an old silver dollar, and a really fancy pocket watch.
He struggled to twist his body as he spoke, but the yarn held him in place.
Let me go, and you can have all of it, he pleaded.
Missy's shadow disappeared and reappeared. He hoped she was walking around him, considering his offer. Polka dot fabric appeared again, very close to him now.
"I'm not interested in stickers, spoons, or watches," said Missy. "But what about that umbrella your sister drags around? I'd like to get my hands on that."